Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Up Close and Personal with your host, Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Sit back and enjoy the journey where the possibilities are limitless. Enjoy the show.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. TGIF, it's Friday. We've come to the end of the week, and I'm just so thrilled to have our guest here today because he is amazing. So what a better way to end our week by enjoying some of this beautiful music that we are about to hear. This guy, this is like his 14th album. Well, actually, the first collaboration with Chuck Lowe, but he has 13 or 14 albums under his belt. I know that he's everywhere, that we know him, we love him. And with no further ado, Mr. Eric Marisol. Hi, Eric. Welcome to Up Close and Personal.
Thank you very much, Annie. What a lovely introduction.
Oh, I just love you. I just love you. I mean, you are, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people that feel the same way, you are an icon to the genre. And so is Chuck. I mean, couldn't have a better mix in this album than two original players, two original musicians. Two iconic people in one album is just, you know, out of this world. So, well, today is the big day. Congratulations. Bridges come out today.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a little bit like, you know, the first time you bring your new baby out of the hospital for people to see, you know. Actually, it's nothing like that, but you get the idea. You know, it really is fun. This one in particular, Chuck and I are both really excited about for a lot of reasons, and we're just really we're excited to hear what people had to say about it, and hope that people like it.
Well, they should. They will. I have no doubt about that. If someone says they don't like it, they don't know what they're listening to. Point simple as that. Because this album, it has such a combination. I mean, I can't even, it's like, it just takes you there and back, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it has a little bit of that retro sound. It has like a new jazz. And I mean, it cannot be categorized smooth jazz because it's beyond smooth jazz. It's real jazz, you know? And that's what I love about it. You guys have taken this to another level. You know, it's not the same thing we hear over and over and over. So thank you.
Oh, man. Well, that's you know, I couldn't imagine anybody saying anything nicer about the record. We appreciate it. And that was I want to say that was the intention of the record. But quite frankly, it was really just, and maybe for the first time, a record that we both set out to make without trying to follow a particular, you know, format or anything really. And so it's a fairly diverse record. I think it holds together nicely, but you know, there's a lot of you know, differences in this record. For one thing, there's no keyboards, so it's all everything harmonic that you hear is all done with guitars. In fact, on one tune, instead of using you know, regular percussion, I do some tapping on the keys of my horn. I'm actually kind of playing the horn without blowing into it, so you hear the sounds of
the tap,
the
tap
keys.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And so when you put that close to the microphone, it creates this interesting, you know, rhythmic sound. And it sounds a little bit like, I don't know, it sounds like a rhythmic instrument, but, you know, something a little bit more unusual. And then Chuck added some, you know, tapping on the side of his acoustic guitar, which sounds a bit like a cajon. And the whole record was like that, where we, again, weren't really trying to, you know, prescribe to any particular you know, way of doing things or style of doing things, you know, but we, you know, the way it turned out, we kept calling each other and saying, wow, it turned out kind of nice. You know, we're pretty happy with it.
I think it's like a new standard of jazz. You know, it's a new version of the original standard, but you guys put your own twist to it. It's beautiful. And I've heard a lot of music, and I'm not being disrespectful to anyone that I've listened to music in this past week. You know, I've listened to all the songs, all the music that's coming out today and stuff, but this is original, and I love it. I just love it.
Thank you. That's great.
Okay, well, I want to start with Daily Bread. There's something there's something about each song, but Daily Bread, I mean, wow. What do you want to say anything about this particular song, or should I just go on and play it?
No, well, it's kind of funny to hear the explanation of the song, really, because to tell you the truth, it's an improvisation. This particular song, Chuck started playing some chords, and I felt like, you know, hey, this might feel kind of nice over that. And as we played it, it really just came out very generically. And it's one of those, it's funny, you know, somebody asked me yesterday, you know, what are your favorite songs on the record? And I've got to say, this is among my very favorites on the record, not only because it was just like this, I mean, it doesn't get much more organic than the way we did it. We just sort of started playing. I mean, literally, and that's what you hear is sort of what happened as we were playing. And you know sometimes, you know, not to get too deep, but sometimes when you're playing music, it does take you into a different place, just like when you're listening to it. And as a player, it really is, it's such a great blessing, frankly, to be able to, you get into a piece of music and you go to a different place. You know, you stop thinking about your, you know, what, you know, the chores that you have to do and the airplanes that you have to get on or the laundry that you have to go wash or whatever. And you just go into this nice, artistic, emotional place. And that's what happened on this song. And we were, you know, frankly, we were very thrilled about the way it turned out.
And yeah, and this is what you ended up with. And this is Daily Bread from Eric Barenthal and Chuck Sloan. Brand new, spanking brand new CD called Bridges. And this is Daily Bread. Enjoy here on Up Close and Personal. Just beautiful. Oh my God. The tranquility,
Thank you.
the serenity. I mean, and you have done so many albums. I mean, each one better than the next. And it's amazing to me. Not amazing, but how is it that you can perfect it and bring it on for each album that you make? I mean, you are such a trooper, and the relationship, that electricity that you have on stage when you're playing with Chuck or with anybody, I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, it's magnetic. It's just awesome, and that brings this kind of music, as far as I'm concerned. That's just my humble opinion.
Well, thank you. You know, it's interesting too, because, you know, when you're playing live, you're not thinking so much about long term. You know, you're just there and you're playing, and yeah, you're playing the music that you've written and recorded for a particular record in most cases. And when you're making those records, you're paying a lot of attention. You're producing the record in such a way that, you know, it might appeal to a particular audience. It fits into what you've done in the past. And you know, you might be thinking about radio. Of course, you're thinking about radio. You're thinking about a lot of, you know, commercial things. But when you play live, those considerations are different. I mean, yeah, you're thinking about who you're playing for, of course. It's, you know, but as you're playing together, you know, it's interactive and it's spontaneous, and no one performance is like any other. And so nowadays, when we make records, we're, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, the record business is a lot smaller than it used to be. The radio situation, in terms of, you know, just standard radio, is way smaller than it used to be, especially, you know, smooth jazz stations and all that. They're practically non-existent, frankly. And so, you know, nowadays, if you go into making a record, in my opinion, with all the same, you know, restraints and constraints and I hate to say restrictions, but, you know, that handcuffs that you put on yourself, the music kind of, it feels that way. And so, What's a great byproduct, in my opinion, of the state of recorded jazz now is that there's no reason to make music that you're not completely feeling. And, you know, the handcuffs are off and you can just go and make music. And that's how, you know, Chuck and I, as we were playing and recording and writing this music, we just felt like, you know, this is exactly what we want to do. It's not music that's, you know, way left. It's not, you know, terribly, you know, not avant-garde, obviously. The track you just played is one of the more ethereal things. But, you know, in general, that's why we're so proud, particularly of this record, is that it really represents what we really wanted to record and play.
Indeed, indeed. Another one of my favorites is Duality.
Oh.
Anything in particular about that one?
Wow, you're picking some of the you know, the B-side tracks on the record. I appreciate that. That's great.
I tell you, I listened to it for a couple of hours last night again, and it's so enjoyable, you know. I mean, we sat here, drank some wine, and just listened to you guys, and it felt good, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting that you pick Duality as another tune to play, because Duality was actually written as a response to what you just heard in Daily Bread, which is the fact that Chuck is just playing a very, you know, backseat role. He's just playing the chords, and I'm playing all the, you know, the melodic things, even though it was all improvised, but it was still, you know, I'm more up front on that track. So we thought, well, how can we kind of do that in reverse, where I'm playing something harmonic and Chuck is playing, you know, something improvised over the top? And so we wrote this this tune that is really that everything under the guitar is all woodwind, saxophones and flutes and clarinets, and, you know, alto and tenor and baritone saxophones. And so it's this harmonic bed underneath what Chuck improvised actually over the top, and he is playing a melody. There actually is a realized bona fide melody on this song. But it's interesting because it is sort of the you know, now Chuck is featured on this song, and everything you hear under Chuck is me playing various woodwinds.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, well, here it is, Duality, from the brand new album that dropped today, Bridges. Amen. Here we go.
Thank you.
like my daddy would say, Lord have mercy.
He's a pretty good guitar player, that Jeff Bro.
Beautiful. Yes, he is. He is so, I mean, I just love you guys. I love him for the longest. I love Carmen. Lizzie's doing her own thing. Everybody's doing their own thing. He is a true pioneer, as so are you. You guys have worked with the best of the best in the business. You know, I mean, you did Chick Corea, the Rippentons, and I think that has. I don't think that you guys, well, especially, I don't think you guys get enough credit as far as I'm concerned, because the way you, it's like you're a master of the sax. Okay, the way I see it, I don't think you get enough recognition for what you do. You know what I'm saying? I think very highly of the way you play and everything, and this is definitely not smooth jazz. This, and I'm so glad that it's not the same thing. But I think you should get more credit because you are an amazing, wonderful player. The first time I saw you was at Berks. I've been following your music for many, many years. And I had chills the whole time. And God knows there were other sax players there. There was Andy, Jay. I mean, they were all there. But and I feel the same way about you that I do about Andy. You guys are very special. You guys are very, very talented. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you
very much.
I'm
not making you blush.
You know, No, keep going. This is fun. Yeah. No, I really appreciate that, number one. And you know, it really, you brought up Chick Corea. I mean, you know, all the years I got to play with Chick, actually, we just played fairly recently together. And just getting to watch someone who is in control of what he's doing musically on the level that Chick is, it's just remarkable. And you know, as a student of music, you watch that and you get to experience, and then you get to actually be on stage and witness it. And it's just a level of understanding of how the instrument is played in his case, and how you know, how you approach music in general, how you communicate with the other people that you're playing with, how you communicate with your audience, how you connect with the song that you're playing harmonically, melodically, and how so deeply he's able to connect with his instrument, to the point where you certainly look at Chick Corea play and don't at all feel like he has any limitations whatsoever. And so, you know, a large part of what musicians do is practice. You know, the whole point of practicing is, you know, you have to practice correctly. You know, you have to practice in the right sort of way. But the more you do that, the less you have to think about it. You know, it's like the you know, the old quote about, you know, you spend you know, what famous artist was it that said, you know, you study painting your whole life to get to the point where you can paint like a child. You know, meaning that you don't have to, you know, get to the point where you're not thinking about it anymore. And that's where, that was, out of all the things that I can take away from my years with Chick Corea, that is probably the what I learned the most, what I hold dear the most, is that, you know, work on your craft to the point where it's no longer, you know, a separate thing. It's just part of your voice, like a singer. And, you know, that's I think what every musician is striving to get to.
That is so true. That is so true. Well, I think you do a wonderful, wonderful job. And you are on so many other people's projects. I mean, as a matter of fact, I believe you're in Neil's new project as well. Mm-hmm. Who else did I see? I mean, you know, you're in everybody's project, which is wonderful because, you know, you're being recognized. As you know, when they want someone with the perfection and that go, you're the go-to person, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Let's see, another one that I know that I feel that Chuck has something to do with this one, which is number three. So correct me if I'm wrong. At least the name of the track, which is Puentes, which is the actual name of the CD, but in Spanish, Bridges. Is that
exactly
correct? Or
exactly right. How did you figure that out? Come on.
Oh, because does the name Rodriguez, does the name Rodriguez tell you anything?
I mean, how did you figure out that Chuck titled that song, you know?
Well, because, I mean,
he has a little Spanish influence in his life, right?
He, yeah, I mean, he speaks it so beautifully. Carmen has done such a wonderful job. I love to hear him speak Spanish. It's like, wow, you know. Yeah, I love them both. But I figured this one, I said, yeah, that has a Chuck all over it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep, and that's what I'm going to play. Can you tell me, is there anything to say about this particular track?
Yeah, well, we wrote this together, and you know, Chuck had the original idea for it, and certainly the idea for the title. But this is the one I was talking about where the percussion, in fact, it even starts, is done mostly by me putting my horn close to the microphone and playing a melodic figure, but without blowing, and so you just hear the sound of the keys hitting the horn. And then in there too is Chuck tapping a little bit on his guitar to create kind of a low tone kind of a sound. We actually, it's funny, we performed this live about a month ago at a charity event that I do every year, and we had to enhance it a little bit. It was a little bit hard to try to, you know, bang on our instruments and play them at the same time. So we had a cheat with a trash on this one. playing it live, but yeah,
well,
you know,
it's beautiful.
It's one of my favorites. Thank you.
Good. Well, here it is. Puentes from Eric Marienthal and Chuck Loeb. Here we go. Thank you. yes. It's got this like European flavor, worldly kind of sound. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm expressing it correctly, but it's different, and that's, I guess, because it comes from two very different people. You know, you guys are just not the ordinary musicians. You guys are very unique in your craft, and together you have come out with this beautiful, beautiful album.
Thank you very much. And you know, it's exciting actually that you're looking for a way to describe a lot of this music. I mean, that's really a cool, it's brand new. You know, like you said, the record just came out today. And so, frankly, not many people have heard it outside of our little camp. And so it's really exciting to hear what people have to say about it, good or bad, but what's really fun is that it's, you can't just say, oh, it's funky. Oh, it's Latin. Oh, it's, jazz, or it's straight ahead, or, it takes a minute to try to, or maybe there's just something, it's different enough where it's not going to fit in any particular, automatic category, which is, it wasn't by design, certainly, but it's exciting nonetheless.
Well, I think that's the exciting part of it, as far as I'm concerned, in my humble opinion. I think that's the exciting part of it because it can just not be categorized, It has its own thing going, and I love it. I know it's going to be definitely a success because it would bring so many different people to it,
Good.
And
Awesome. Well,
that's my, that's what I think. So who knows? But
hey, from your lips, come on.
there you go. From my lips to God's ears, it's gonna
There you
be
go.
because, yeah, it's a wonderful combination of feelings. It takes you here, it takes you there, and you guys sound so masterful. I mean, the technique is so bright, so sharp. I can't, let me go to the next song. Salamanca.
Ah.
Can you say anything about Salamanca?
Yeah, this is one that Chuck wrote, and it was this may be one of the very first, if not the first song that Chuck wrote for the record. And I mean, Chuck just is one of these amazing. I mean, we've been talking about him a lot, but he's just one of these amazing musicians. It's funny, everything he wrote. It wasn't like a typical process where you write, 30 songs and your favorite 10 or so you end up recording. Every time he would send me something, I'd say, "Wow, that's incredible!" "Wow, that's incredible!" And that was he's one of those really, rare musicians who, plays amazingly well, obviously, produces records really well, just writes really well, and just and also just it communicates and fits into so many different situations equally well. He's just a chameleon, but in every different situation, musically, he's just equally brilliant. It was really, really fun. I mean, when I asked him about doing this record, he's a busy guy, and I didn't even know if he would have time to do it, or if, contractually he would be able to do it. And it's funny because, like you mentioned, we're really good friends. And so, but when you ask somebody to, you want to make a record together, there's a lot, you can't just say, "Oh yeah, okay, let's just do it." When if that's what you do professionally, there's a lot on the table that you've got to consider. And he was into it, right? Yes, let's just do it. Whatever it takes, whatever, let's just make it work. And so, you can hear that in the writing that he did on the record, certainly on his playing. And so, as far as Salamanca, this next tune is concerned, he really, poured a lot of great, great writing ideas into this song. There's one little part where it's just it breaks down into an interlude with just he and I, and yeah, it's unique, and it's a good one.
It sure is. And here it is from Eric Marienthal and Chuck Love's new CD, Bridges, or should I say Puentes, Salamanca. Here we go.
Thank you.
that sax off on that song.
Thank you.
Ooh, you slapped it. Oh, man. I am not a reviewer, okay? I just love good music, music that makes me feel. Yeah, so
man.
If I haven't found a name for your CD or, you know, a category, just know that it's off the chain, okay? That I could tell you that much.
Thank
you
very much.
And you killed it on that track. You killed it. You definitely killed it. I tell you, oh, man. So I know you also are a teacher. You put a post on Facebook, I think it was sometime last week or the week before, about your classes, you know, that you do and everything, you know. And I was like, if I had to learn how to play the sax, there would not be anyone in the world that I would ask except you. The only reason is that I can't sing, I can't play a tune, I can't hold the tune. All I can do is listen.
Well, hey, you do that pretty well, so.
If you were able to teach me, then you would definitely be a genius. You would have some mad skills, because I tell you, we have a sax at the house because my daughter started it when she was young. She dropped it when she got into high school. She said she was too cute to be carrying a sax.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, you know, Chuck and I both have schools with the same company. They're online schools. It's called artistworks.com. Artistworks.com.
Yes.
There's all kinds of, there's hundreds of videos. Both, you know, guitar lessons in Chuck's case and saxophone lessons in my case, and the whole beginning section. So you can go there and watch all the beginning videos and, you know, grab that horn and you'll be making records in no time. Come on, Annie.
Yeah, and I will probably die too. If I didn't smoke a pack of cigarettes every 2 days, I'd probably do better too. So that's okay. That's okay. I leave it for the talented ones as yourself to continue doing what you do. This album is just one fascinating song after the other one. One that I think is sexy. It's got that romance. It's got that thing going. It's Noir. I can't say probably that word. Noir?
Oh, noir.
I know that means black. Noir, okay. Right. I know it means black in some language, but I don't know what it is, which I think it's French. I don't know. But that has a very, you know, sensual, romantic kind of, you know, why this particular song?
Yeah, this is one that, actually, this is another one that Chuck wrote, and it was, you know, this is the last song on the CD. It's funny, you know, I agonized over the sequence of the record, and, you know, I mean, I spent days and days and days, because just, I don't want to say out of force of habit, because, you know, some people still buy CDs, you know, I do, and I like CDs, I like to have it in my hand, I like to, you know, have the physical product there and the artwork and everything, but just like we used to say about LPs. But it's funny, you know, I think that one of the people from the record company said, you know, people don't always buy music in the whole package, you know, so the sequence isn't quite that important, at least it's not as important as it used to be. But you know, hey, if you're going to do something, you know, you still got to, you know, adhere to what's right. And anyway, this seemed like a very fitting song to close the record with. It just does sort of have this haunting, you know, romance to it, and it felt like, you know, it was a kind of a nice way to you know, end all this music that we had worked so hard on.
And you know, and it's true, because from the beginning to end, it has like a flow. It's like you just go with the flow throughout the whole album, and then it ends with this beautiful tune. So it is true. You did a very, very wonderful job in doing that order, because it is something that it does fit the mood of the whole. It sets the mood throughout the album. So
yeah,
here it
and
is.
That's important.
That,
I really do feel it's important too. It is. Yeah, it's nice because, you know, music, especially when you make a record, you're not just making one song and then another song. And, you know, there's a real relationship on every project, you know. And so it's kind of like the way you organize a statement. You know, if you're going to, you know, talk to somebody and you want to put a point across, you know, you have a flow of how you want to, you know, how you want to communicate. And it's important to have that flow, you know, make sense in the way that you wanted to put it across. And that's what, you know, the sequence of a record is all about, you know, how the order of the songs has a lot to do with how they all come across to people.
Well, good luck on, you did really good, because I don't have good luck on that. I spend the night before or even two nights before writing down my questions. I listen to the song. I have questions for each song. But then when I get on the air, it's like I'm all over the place. So I have no structure whatsoever. Honest
that's
to God,
cool.
I don't.
You're organic. That's good.
None. Okay, well, here it is. The name he said, Noir. You said that's
right.
Noir, right? Yes.
Yeah.
By the wonderful, wonderful Eric Marienthal and Chuck Loeb from Bridges. And here it is, an up close and personal. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Wow. Love it, love it, love it. I don't know what else to say. So where do you see this album going? Where do you, as a personal growth, or however you want to say that, where do you see this album being in among your 13, 14 albums that you already have out?
Well, you know, it's you know, part of it is just, you know, just so it's such a blessing to be able to make music in general, and to have this as my job, you know, what could be better, and to be able to document, you know, what we do, you know, as we go along, is a blessing also, and you know, just hearing all your nice words about it and you enjoying it is you know, fantastic. So that's very gratifying. I think that, you know, jazz in general, you know, it's all about, you know, changing and infusing different styles and, you know, to come up with something new and you know, stretching and trying new things. And that's how each, you know, everything from the first, you know, notes that Louis Armstrong played and before, you know, came to be. And so that was, you know, probably for me, the most exciting part of this process was, like I sort of alluded to before, where we weren't trying to make a smooth jazz record per se, or we weren't trying to make a straight ahead jazz record, or we weren't trying to make a progressive record or an out record or any kind of, we just wanted to make music that we were thinking of and that we liked, we thought people would like, and it really does represent, you know, speaking for Chuck as well, a lot of how we feel about music, just, you know, the openness and you know, just kind of, you know, being a little less, you know, restricted. And I think it caught us both creatively at a good time where, you know, we had the time to, you know, just come up with some things that weren't, you know, too far afield, but at the same time were really fresh and just in terms of what we were writing and how we are producing and what we are playing. So we're really, really, really proud of this record, and we're hoping that, you know, people really, really love it.
Well, one thing I just hope that it sets some sort of standard for new players, you know, something to mimic or follow, so they could, you know, expand their repertoire per se. Instead of just, okay, so I'll play this instrument and I have to be in the quote unquote smooth jazz, which I don't knock it. I don't like music that everything that comes out sounds the same. You don't know who's who. And this sets a criteria for especially younger people that are starting, you know, some younger, you know, you mentioned the word jazz and they're thinking, you know, my grandmother's jazz time and stuff. No. Jazz, a new perspective, I think.
Well, thank you. That's great. We really appreciate that. And
you say so crazy, lady.
Yeah, whatever. You know, come on.
Whatever. I know you've performed with so many people, but I have a question about, I think, one or two in particular. Elton John. And Barbra Streisand.
Right.
How was it?
It's, you know, those two in particular, I guess recordings involved too, but there was an AIDS benefit that Dave Pack put on a number of years ago at the Universal Amphitheater in Los Angeles. And they both performed on that show. And I was, you know, part of the band. And, It was amazing. You know, Billy Joel was one of the guys. You know, he you know, what a musician, right? I mean, you know, the songs that we got to play together and you know, just his you know, his playing and his singing and his writing, it was just, you know, it's legendary, but you know, he was just hanging and that was a lot of fun too. You know, Barbra Streisand was, it was actually amazing. The one concert I'm thinking of, she came out and she had been, you know, on hiatus for a while. And so it was their first concert, I think, in about 5 years. And, you know, here's an orchestra full of, you know, seasoned studio musicians in Los Angeles. And, you know, that particular show, there were a lot of great artists. And Barbra Streisand comes out during the rehearsal, during the sound check rehearsal, and sings three words and just melted, you know, Jerry Hay, you know, very, very legendary trumpet player and writer and arranger. she sings the first lyric and he just says, "Oh my God." You know, it was just, you know, it was just one of those great, you can't, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you practice to get that. That's a God-given gift, you know. Just so that was actually really cool. That's I got to know Johnny Mathis. He came out and did a duet with Barbra Streisand on that concert. And Johnny, I do a benefit every year. Actually, we just did.
Yes,
our 17th.
I wanted to talk about that. Yes, go ahead, please.
And so I've had a lot of you know, great guest artists, and I. Johnny Mathis has done it twice over the years, and that was the first time I got to meet Johnny and talk about a you know, the benefit is a it's for the High Hopes Head Injury Recovery Program. It's a place here in Orange County, California, that helps people who have suffered traumatic brain injuries from you know, motorcycle accidents, skateboards, you name it. And so every year for the past 17 years, we put on these concerts, and I, you know, my band and I play, and I put together various guest artists, and then, you know, it's a big deal. We have a live auction, silent auction, and you know, up to date, we've raised about $1.5 million. So we've had a lot of great support, and we've had you know, so many great artists, you know, of course, all the instrumentalists that you can think of. But Johnny Mathis, it's, you know, the idea of calling Johnny was intimidating enough. But when I got a hold of his office, they couldn't have been more. I mean, he wouldn't, number one, not only would he not take any money. I mean, everybody volunteers their time, but I pay, you know, expenses to people. I mean, you know, they've got to, you know, drive down or fly down or whatever. But he wouldn't take any. You know, he had his guy, you know, drive him down, and he wouldn't take any money for anything. And he was just so incredibly agreeable.
Really?
Yeah, it was really, you know, it's great when you get to work and know, you know, great artists like that and get to play with them. But when you find out, you know, the kind of people that they are, and you find out that in Johnny Mathis's case, he was just so unbelievably great. That it just warms your heart. You know, you just think, wow, you know, here's a guy of all people I've ever probably met, you know, has the right to have a huge ego and be a diva. And, you know, the opposite couldn't have been more the case.
Wow. I know that. And I mean, that must be really, really nice doing this every year. You've been doing it for over 15, 16 years. So
yeah.
That must give you a lot of pleasure. That must and to meet, you know, these other musicians, the artists, and have a response like that. That must be really, really gratifying.
Yeah. Yeah. We're already planning the 18th is next year, so we're already planning.
Wow. I know that we probably have to go. No, you do. But I want to play one more song if it's okay with you, and that will be Westward.
Great.
Okay. Well,
yeah, this is the okay. First cut on the record.
Yep, it sure is. And here it is, Westward.
Thank you.
from beginning to end, nothing but pure listening pleasure. And before I let you go, I want to let the listeners know where you're going to be. You just left the Friends Festival, and now you're going to be touring Australia. That should be fun. Hello? Hello? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'll be muting myself. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
You're going to be touring in Australia coming next week.
Yeah, it's been moved. It's a little later than what's posted, but yeah, I'm going to down to Australia and Japan coming up and Spain coming up and quite a few dates here in the U.S. And yeah, we, you know, not letting
you're
any grass
be at the Detroit Jazz Festival in on September 5th through the 7th. On the 12th, you're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, with Jeff and Jeff Lober Fusion. On the 13th in Louisville, Kentucky. And on the 19th in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Vienna Jazz Festival. Oh, my God.
All true.
Well,
I'm getting tired of hearing.
Yes. Please, I will shoot him an email later, but please say thank you for this wonderful collaboration to Chuck. You outdid yourself. You are magnificent. This is a brilliant album, and I wish you both the best of everything on this album. I know you're going to get many number ones out of this. It's just brilliant.
Well, thank you very, very much, Annie. I really, really appreciate your kind words, and thank you so much for helping get this music out to people. It really, you know, we can't do it without people like you, so thank you so much.
No problem. Anytime, and please say hello to Leanne, and I will get to see you sooner than later, I hope, okay?
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you again for having me on the show.
No, thank you for our comment. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Mr. Eric Marienthal with this beautiful, beautiful album that just came out today by the name of Bridges. Please get it. You will not regret it. It is just, a labor of love from beginning to end by two of the most renowned instrumentalists in the genre. And they have come with this new album that you will love it. And so until the next time, please don't forget, bless, keep it smooth, and don't forget to come next week, as I will have, Dean Mongiero and a couple of other folks. So just stay tuned and listen for new updates. And, hey, do your best, be your best, and do it with jazz, okay? Well, till next time, thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Until we meet again, stay blessed and don't forget to keep it smooth. Have a good night.